right, good afternoon, listeners. Welcome to the Ohmcast, the show where we get real, authentic, and weird. Today's special guest is Rosemary, how do you say your last name?
Fardo.
Fardo. I should have asked you before we started.
That's
the show.
What I do on my podcast. My last one, I was like, this is Brian. I don't know how to say your last name.
You remember how to say my last name, so yeah. Sorry about that.
It's all good.
Rosemary is a local here in Las Vegas, and she's a content creator slash digital artist slash human being that is truly walking on her path to discovering herself. And I think it's pretty sweet. Just like in the past, we've been internet friends for like almost a year now. Mm-hmm. And the last time we met in person was to film her podcast. So it's just like, we're like these cosmic souls that are just kind of on our own path, but we meet up when we can.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to have her on the show today because she is like the first female on the show.
Yeah.
And she's a very strong feminine energy following her path. So maybe you can introduce yourself for a quick moment.
Well, hello. Greetings. Like that alien. Greetings.
Yeah. Share a little bit about who you are. What you love, what like makes your heart sing.
Aw, I just recently discovered what I love to do, like what I truly love to do, and that's to help people realize their best self, and that there's a lot more that the world has to offer than just doing the 9-to-5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so cool. I've been watching her journey since like we became friends on the internet, and she like everything that she does is truly to like find, like just trying to find herself, and not that like you're lost, but you're really consciously, diligently making efforts to like figure out what the truth is. From like, she was already working a cool job creating content, but she recently quit that like last week.
Yeah.
And to really like, I feel like anyone would be like, oh my God, you take pictures of food and make videos for money. That's amazing. But she was like, there's something more. And she decided to leave that so she can continue finding what makes you happy, what makes you happy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's so, like, what, where do you find the courage to do something like that?
Well, it was hard. I mean, any big change before it happens is really hard. Or at least that's what I've experienced so far. But I really am trying to embrace the change more than just being scared of it. Because
mm-hmm.
I still struggle with that. But it took me a couple months. And a couple months I was like, yeah, I know I'm going to quit soon. I know I'm going to leave soon. But side note, I didn't fully leave. How I told them is that I want to go full-time freelance, because we always work with freelancers, rather than just like, I'm leaving, because I really love them, I really respect them, and they're amazing people to know. Jump Force, JMP Force, check them out. But yeah, I told them that it wasn't aligning with me anymore.
That takes a lot of like courage to say.
Yeah, literally, I got in the room, I'm like, you guys have probably noticed, I haven't really been doing that much, you know, like...
It's the breakup conversation.
It was a breakup conversation, essentially. But luckily they were like, no, we totally get it. Like, and it's great that we found that you found what you love to do. Mm. And I'm like, you guys are the best. I'm going to cry.
So now you're like putting... last time we spoke on her podcast, she just bought this van and she wants to do the van life. But I think between that, you've just kind of been renovating it.
I haven't really been doing it. That's why my episode 1.5 was baby steps, because it took me a month to finally start doing anything to it. And then I was just like, I'll leave. Oh, and another reason was to leave my job was that so I can focus more of it, because I really want to go out of Vegas, like in the summer, because, you know, it's freaking
hot. That's why I always
it goes
every
up
year.
To
every
like 120. And I'm like, okay, this year I'm just going to get my RV done, and then I'm just going to go wherever, I don't know, wherever life takes me.
Cool.
Yeah.
So she even started a podcast called Conscious Awakening to, like, she's meeting people that are on her path to awakening your own consciousness. It's so, like...
It's just a full circle.
It's a circle, it is. And it's so, like, I feel like you've probably learned so much. You're already on, like, episode 15, 16.
16, yep. Just released 16.
That's so cool. I'll put her links in the description of this podcast below. And it's just so cool that you're like, I'm going to awaken my soul. I'm going to start a podcast about awakening my soul. And then so, like, you're, like, on the path doing it, but you're also sharing, like, I feel like other people is planting seeds within other people to find themselves, too.
Well, the reason why I went into videography is that I love documenting memories, and podcasts is just one way well, another way for me to document my memories mm-hmm. and to go back and remember, like, oh, yeah, I learned this from this person at yep. this time.
The little nugget that kind of stays with you forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I remember reading a quote one time, and people are like, you have to imagine that every single person in this world is enlightened except for you. And then each person has, like, a little tiny gem that's going to help you on your path. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I always learn, the things I learn the most are from other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love talking to people about, like, spirituality mm-hmm. and all this woo-woo foo-foo stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, why don't I just document it so that other people can hear our conversations mm-hmm. and hopefully learn something
that's
from
my
it.
Intention, too.
Yeah, no, and I heard your intention, I was like, it's what I'm doing.
We're
yay!
All the same.
Yes.
That's so cool.
I see a lot of myself in Gabe.
We're just mirrors.
We are mirrors. Mirrors.
When was, like, the moment where you were, like, where, like, the soul was craving, you know, the thirst for more truth, you know?
Mm.
Like, when was, like, the moment? Was it, like, a psychedelic trip? Or, like, when were you, like, there's something more to this dense reality we're living in?
I actually don't know, because mine was pretty gradual.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, ever since I was a little girl, I was like, why does nobody understand me?
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, why does my family not understand me? Like, I always questioned a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So my journey, like, to delving deep, like, deep into this was sometime last summer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, because you started with, like, aura photos, right?
Yeah.
Was it the aura photos? Like, what was, like, the, oh my god, there's so much in this rabbit hole. And now
I guess it was just that around that time when I did aura photos. Because mm-hmm. that was, since I'm a visual person, it's a very visual representation of mm-hmm. how I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember she told me, oh, you're here to be in service to others and speak your truth. And there's a lot of power in here, mm-hmm. like in the sacral area and the solar plexus area. So I was like, okay, well then, what does that mean? I guess we'll just find out more.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I guess the aura photos, it was a big part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Renee so much. And it's funny because I just got another one on Friday.
Aura photo?
Yeah, an aura photo. And it was the same freaking colors. And I'm like, I thought something was going to change because, you know, I left my job. I was like, oh, yeah, some colors are probably different now. It's the freaking same one.
Yeah, physical can be completely different, but it's once the inside changes is when you can see.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, but it was just funny because I didn't want to look at the photo until she actually got to mm-hmm. me and explained my photo. And I'm like, I literally said, it's the same freaking colors, but it's okay. I'm still growing. I still have to step into my power.
Mm-hmm.
And every step is better than no steps. So.
That's so cool. I feel like you've made so many steps just like inquiring about meditation and plant-based diet and just like all the things that are like the soul's path of awakening.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing it. It's so awesome.
I think just living in Las Vegas is like a great opportunity for trying to awaken yourself
mm-hmm.
because
this is the devil's playground.
Because there's Sin City.
It's a pretty normal life here. If you don't drink and gamble, it's very normal. It's just hot during the summers.
It is really hot.
And there's no oceans.
Oh, yeah. I gotta go to LA
for that. But Vegas is a great place to like find the truth.
Yeah. But it helps too that there's a lot of spiritual stores here that
mm-hmm.
I go to. Like I am grateful for Enchanted Forest because I go to a lot of classes, and that's where I've kind of learned how to meditate. Like that's how I started. I learned more about Reiki, and
mm-hmm.
I got Reiki done at least every month because they have Reiki circles. So it was just great to have that opportunity and that tool to just go and, you know, have that option.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what's like your ultimate truth? Like where do you see yourself like becoming?
I don't know.
still discovering, of course.
Changing lives.
Uh-huh. Impacting others, right?
But at the same time, I'm not changing lives because you can change yourself.
Yep. You're just changing yourself.
Yeah.
So it shows other people what it looks like.
Yeah.
So what do you like? You want to just be traveling and creating and...
Mm-hmm. Creating content with the purpose of,
mm-hmm.
you know, helping others learn about more of themselves.
That's beautiful.
And just, yeah, becoming a better person and just being their best self.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like peeling off the layers to finding, like, the...
Mm-hmm. That's how she described me. When,
yeah. It's like an onion.
The aura photo lady, Lene, she is like, it's like an onion. You just got to peel off the layers. And I'm still peeling off layers.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I got a lot of layers if it's still red.
There's no destination either.
There's
ever, like, a final point where you're like, oh, this is the center. It's just, like, constantly being present as you're constantly discovering.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool.
Yay.
So when's your like departure date?
I don't
know when. When's the van going to be done? I think that's
around June, July.
Okay. Once the heat starts hitting.
Yeah, once the heat starts hitting, I'm projecting to have it done like June.
So like that, road ready.
Like road ready
in
June.
Gosh. Yeah. And that's like, what's that, 3 months?
3 months.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, anything can happen.
Cool.
But
gotta be flexible.
I'm going to be flexible, but I'm going to be diligent about it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good. But with no expectation.
With no expectation.
That's the key. Then you won't suffer during it if you set it up like that.
So, my RV, she's named Celine.
It's a Winnebago, right?
Yeah, it's a Winnebago Warrior.
Wait, 90 what?
92. Same year as me, so it's me in a van, essentially.
Whoa!
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course.
So, I named her Celine because of the goddess Celine, who is the goddess of the moon. I resonate with the moon a lot.
Moon is crazy energy.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And so Celine has a chariot she uses to ride against or ride within the sky. Mm-hmm. So Celine's my chariot. And the whole point of Celine is not for me, just me to go. I'm actually going to build it out so that four people can be in there at once. Well, me plus three others.
It's like an HQ on wheels.
Yeah. So much whoever wants to, you know, adventure with me,
mm-hmm.
they could just hop in and. And I'll have, like, a bed for two on the top, and then a futon for two behind
so
the driver's
dope.
Seat. Yeah. Yeah. So that's my goal.
How many spaces do you have open?
What do you mean? Wait, what do you mean?
Like, is it just you and Apollo right now? Or do you have four already?
Well, I mean, Apollo is not going to be there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's just whenever he wants to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about this already. Because when we initially started getting more romantically involved, we were like, yeah, we're both going to do the van life together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is both of our dreams. But now we're at a point where I'm like, I kind of want to do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to have friends with me. Because I know I'm not that type of person that's always... I always love being by myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I always enjoy the company of others who
mm-hmm.
are the same vibration
mm-hmm.
as me. So, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, do you have any plans to come back or are you just going to go...
I probably will come
back. Check back for a little bit and then go
again
when you get bored of Vegas.
I love Vegas.
Me too.
I used to hate Vegas.
Were you born here?
No. I've been here since 99 though, so 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. This will be so refreshing for you to go out there.
Oh yeah. So, I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait for you too. That's like, you've made so many leaps and I like, just watching your journey, I'm like, dang, she's doing it. It's really cool too.
I'm doing it.
Yeah, you're doing it.
Oh my god.
Are you scared? Are you scared when you make those decisions?
No, I was just like, what did I get myself into?
Yeah.
Because
it's so much more exciting though.
Yeah.
You can imagine if you didn't make any of those choices to go out there, you'd just be like in your kind of comfort zone, right?
Yeah. And I always like changing. That was one thing I always questioned. I'm like, why do I feel like I changed a lot faster? Well, but then I realized I shouldn't compare myself. But
mm-hmm.
I just felt like at the time I felt a lot. I don't know. Go back. I felt very...
Complacent?
No, not complacent. I can't think of the word. I just felt like I was going rocket speed
mm-hmm.
compared to all my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I always, like, change friend groups. I have a lot of friend groups.
Because
mm-hmm. I just like learning different things.
It's good, though.
Yeah.
Like, being stuck to one thing. That's when life just kind of gets a little stale. And you get
yeah.
in your routines. And then time starts to fly by faster. But when you can, like, constantly switch it up, you can really enjoy the whole... ride with so much variety.
Mm-hmm. And it's okay if, you know, you're in your 9-to-5 and there's nothing
everyone's
wrong with that.
Everyone's
different.
Finds their purpose in whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's on their path and you have to honor every single person on their path.
Yep.
I'm still working on that.
That on my podcast.
I know. I'm like I'm gonna become vegan this year. I'm like, where's my compassion for others? I need to have compassion. I'm still trying to find it. I don't even want to talk about it because it's like, I get angry.
Mm-hmm.
It's so interesting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It's okay. We're all working with our own struggles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everyone has their own struggles.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So cool. Anything, what else could we talk about? I don't even know how long it's been.
Just let it flow. Oh,
yeah.
Your Baymax.
Yeah, it's
so cute.
My friend.
Baymax. I love Baymax.
So maybe we can talk about, Yeah, what do you have coming to mind?
Da, da, da,
yeah, can we keep the Jeopardy music? I wanted to get a soundboard for this podcast. Like, I need the club air horn, and then and then I need the clapping, and then the sad music, happy music.
Yeah, just get a machine.
Party rock.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And then Jeopardy music. Yeah, I guess I should have made an itinerary. I just wanted to talk about how you're like on your path, and we've kind of already talked about that.
Mm.
Maybe this could be a short episode.
Just whatever. Well,
I'd love to hear like what you would share with someone that is like is afraid to make change in their life, you know? Because mm-hmm. I feel like you make change very easily.
Mm-hmm.
It's like whatever it is, you're like, oh, let's just jump into it. I'll do this and I'll do this, and like there's not very much like apprehension because
mm-hmm.
you just know that you like to move around a lot.
No, there's a lot of apprehension.
Is it? Oh, I don't see it then.
Well, I mean, social media, you don't really see the low parts. Uh-huh. But yep. I mean, I do want to be more open about that
mm-hmm.
and be more real, which is why I started Wild and Woke Wednesdays.
What's that?
So I'm going to be talking every Wednesday about just random stuff that I want to talk about.
Just face the camera?
Just like
a mind dump?
No, like the one that you watched.
Okay.
Yeah, about me leaving my mm-hmm. job. That was like the first episode.
I like that.
And basically, it's just me talking about, you know, something that I hope can be valuable to you to like change something about yourself,
mm-hmm.
about like how we treat like others, animals, yourself,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, basically, it's always rough before a change. Like there was this one quote that I saw. It's like when before a plant blooms, the seed is growing in darkness.
Mm, yes.
So. Yeah, there's always, like, apprehension and, like, me questioning of, like, oh, should I make the change? Should I do it? And then I just feel it.
You just trust, right?
Yeah,
you
I just trust it.
Yep.
That, like, okay, I've been wanting to quit or I've been wanting to leave or do this or do that, but I just don't feel like the time is right now. And just I trusted that intuition. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to leave this week. I feel like it's ready. Like, I feel like it's time.
And it's always uncomfortable. It's not like you walk in like...
Yeah, you're like, all right, let's do it. Yeah, I walked in. I was nervous. They were like running around doing their work. And I'm like, oh my God, am I going to get to talk to them today? Mm-hmm. Like, I really want to, you know, just talk to them about mm-hmm. it. And if it is, you know, regarding somebody else or something else, and it's not just within you, communication is just so important.
It's so key in every part of life. Oh my goodness. It shows up over and again for me. It's like you have to communicate how you're feeling. Otherwise, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, because you can't know anyone else.
Mm-hmm. Like, we are all telepathic. We just haven't talked into it yet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can know, but in our most people in their vibration can't just know somebody else.
You have to use language to express to the other parties.
Yeah. Because I don't know how you're feeling right now. Yeah. I don't know if you're nervous. I don't know if you're like super excited.
Mm-hmm.
And so just remember to communicate. That's a really big thing that
in I'm everything. To, yeah. yeah, relationships or business or just to yourself. Like mm-hmm. communicating to yourself. Like,
yeah, just be honest to yourself.
Yep.
Because for the longest time when I was little, I'm like, no, it's okay. It's not for me. It's blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But I finally learned to, you know, just go inside and be like, okay, this is for me, this is not for me,
mm-hmm.
I can move on now, or
yeah,
stay
it's like
here.
An integrity, yeah, honesty and integrity, those are such important things.
Mm-hmm.
That's like living your, like walking in your truth, right, when mm-hmm. it like resonates with who you are.
And I'm still learning too. I'm like,
we all are.
Yeah, I mean, I'm learning a lot about that too, because it's funny, because fun fact, this is an epiphany I got last week. So I grew up not really speaking, like in class, whenever somebody asked for an answer, I'd be like, no, I'm not going to mm-hmm. say anything, but I know the answer.
That's
but
like
I'm not going to say anything.
Right?
No, yes, my throat chakra is very blocked. But fun fact, when I came out of my mother's womb, like she gave birth to me, there was an umbilical cord wrapped around my throat, and so I was like black. So I was like, oh my God, what if that physical experience that I had helped block my throat chakra, because I really couldn't. I don't know if I cried, mm-hmm. but I just remember she told me that I was.
You're like choked by your.
Yeah,
own.
I was like choked by my mom's umbilical mm-hmm. cord.
Interesting. Yeah.
So that was an epiphany.
Don't
I
you
got.
Still wear chokers too?
I used to.
Yeah.
Well, I used to until one of my aura photos. She told me you're using that choker you're wearing is like protection of mm-hmm. your throat chakra, and so I finally took it off, and now here I am.
Expressing yourself like every day and everything that you do.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Whoa,
so,
interesting.
Thanks. Yeah, I've learned a lot from aura photos. If you're in Las Vegas, I get them done at Enchanted Forest with Renee. I'm a really big supporter of her. And
that's so cool.
She's awesome. She's like, they call her Keebler because she's really short. She's mm-hmm. like an elf.
In a little whimsy, mystical
yeah,
world.
Yeah, she's like a whimsy, mystical, laid back. Yeah, like, hey, what's up?
Let me take a picture of your... How does it work?
So she has a Polaroid. It's like a regular Polaroid, mm-hmm. but there's a mechanism underneath that captures the electromagnetic waves.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it processes in a Polaroid. So yeah, it has to be a dark room, and then you're against a black background, and then she just flashes, takes a flash photo.
I wanna, yeah. So there's like, is it just colors on like where? What does it look like?
I wish I brought it.
I saw like you post about it on your stories, but yeah. It's like a glowing, depending on where you are at.
But there, so at. there are several kinds of aura photos, but hers is mainly like there's a color around your head. And then there's like a egg shape around your body. Mm-hmm. So it can be multiple colors. Like some people are just all one color. Some people have like a rainbow. Mm-hmm. Some people have beings show up. I actually had a being show up on one of mine. I'm like, yay, finally. I've been asking you to show up.
Where have you been?
And then, but there are other aura photos. I've seen them on like Instagram, mm-hmm. but they're just, there's more like surface area for, to the colors. Like surface area to photo, I don't know how to explain it, but it's not so much like a round and egg shape. It's kind of just floating wherever it's floating. Mm-hmm. So that's I really want to try that.
So she'll take the photo and then she'll tell you what you got going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, just her using her intuition.
Interpretation.
She looks at the photo and she just tells you your story of what mm-hmm. you need to know at that very moment.
Whoa.
Yeah. So sometimes they're like a row of four people that are just red, mm-hmm. which is our lowest vibrating frequency.
Yep. The root.
The roots. Yep. And so each person has a different story, even though they're all like just red.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this one time she was telling somebody, and yeah, you should probably, she was something about her thyroid problem. And it was just specific to her. And she was so shocked. She's like, how do you know that? She's like, I just know.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody asked her last night. They're like, how do you just know? She's like, I don't know. I just know. It just comes to me.
You can't explain the like fourth dimensional powers in a third dimensional.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There's no way to describe it.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool. So, it's like superpowers.
Yeah. We all have superpowers.
We really do.
Just got to tap into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm tapping into mine.
Yes. Yeah, well, just you following your path, like you'll be bestowed the powers as you continue walking. Mm-hmm. You know, you get the sword and then the shield. It's like a little RPG, you know?
I feel like I have the shield right now because I've been very protective mm-hmm. of myself. I always have drawn towards black crystals.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you said that, like your whole closet is black.
Yeah, like 50% of my closet's black. My like all the crystals I mostly get are black.
But I feel like you're a very joyful person.
Yeah, well, because I'm so joyful, I think I always get back because I want to protect my joyfulness and not have anyone just grab it.
Interesting.
Yeah, I was actually talking to somebody about that because there's this specific person that does energy work on me privately, and I actually just did it recently. Just a one-on-one. Usually it's a group of three. And I actually felt really uncomfortable. Mm. I talked about that to my friend Matt, who works at Karma Connection before this. And he was like, usually people who reach out and want to do specific energy work on you is because they have an agenda. I'm not saying this is applicable to all like
energy workers.
Yeah. And all energy workers that reach out to you for a private session. But usually that means like, they want something from you because it's just so beautiful. It's like so pure. People keep telling me I have such like a pure, like beautiful energy.
Yeah, you're
such
a joyful disposition. Look at that smile.
but yeah, now I'm trusting that intuition of like, okay, maybe I shouldn't go to that person anymore.
Because you're like sucking a little bit. Like,
yeah, because
taking,
it just felt very, I don't know, it just felt really off. And so that's just a lesson I learned recently of like, okay, now I need to take the next step and communicate that with that person mm-hmm. because I haven't yet. That was really recent.
Mm-hmm.
And
have you?
No, I have to.
Oh, you have to have it.
Yeah,
okay,
I have to communicate that to that person. And so that's another change I got to make.
For you.
Yeah,
for you. I wore a lot of black during like my emo phase in high school.
Hot topic.
Yeah, I was looking through old photos of like my bracelets and studded belts.
Oh
and,
my
like,
God, me too.
Puka shell necklace.
Yeah. Hot Topic was my best friend in middle school.
Yeah.
And then ironically,
I had Banties.
I had Motion City Soundtrack.
I love Motion City Soundtrack.
And I had like Paramore.
Yes.
I love Paramore.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, it was funny because when I went from 8th grade to 9th grade, I just went to Hollister. Like, I just completely wore, yes, like, Hollister shirts, Hollister jeans.
It's crazy, like, how, like, our environment influences so much, right? Yeah. It's, like, the people that you're around and then the content you're, like, consuming. It just, we're just sponges. Like, a baby is, like, a super sponge. But, like, mm-hmm, we're still sponges as we grow. You know, we're just constantly sucking things in.
Yeah, so if you're teaching something, teach something positive.
Yeah, yeah. If you're sharing anything, just try to be positive. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of darkness in this world.
And I catch myself, like, I still complain and I, mm-hmm, still, you know, have my downtime or down moments, but I'm learning to grasp it and be like, just let it fall through.
Yep.
Or flow through, I mean.
Yep, as in, yeah, Vipassana. You're like, you feel the pain, you're like, let's see how long this lasts. It's like a doctor observing a patient, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you're like the patient, but you're also the doctor, and not get too wrapped up.
Yeah, I do that when I, like, lay in bed and do my meditation. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, my foot's tingling. All right, how long is it going to take?
That's Vipassana. Yeah, you just observe it, and you're like, okay. And you just kind of keep scanning.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the technique.
I can't wait to
you're
do
already doing it.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, cool.
Just like,
I just got
mindfulness and body scanning.
Oh, yeah. I've noticed, like, when my face, I'm just like,
tingling. Doo-doo-doo. Sensations.
I did remember the first time I did a private session with that person, there was, like, something crawling up me. And I was like, what the frick is that? So maybe that was, like, a sign to not, like, a snake.
Like a snake.
I'm gonna look at that later.
Don't look in too deep. If you're like in the woo woo world, you can go so forever.
I'm just, and then, like, what does it all mean?
Google, like, Google, Google.
Like, some, I'm not gonna say that.
But yeah. But some people get, like, too curious, yeah, instead of just, like, allowing everything just to be.
Yeah, you know? I'm just a very curious person. Mm-hmm. I'm like a cat.
You be curious with your heart instead of with your mind, because the mind can just be like, just construe everything. You know, mm-hmm, just like really following, like, your gut, like, mm-hmm, what you feel is right,
mm-hmm,
and just continue walking that.
Yeah,
so good.
Yeah,
that's so wonderful. That's so inspiring. I love seeing, like, strong females just going for it, and you're doing it.
Peace sign.
Yeah, so, yay, good. Well, cool, Rosemary. I don't want to take up too much of your time.
It's all good. You can talk for hours.
You got things to do, and I was actually gonna have Rhea on the podcast, but she felt sad because she wanted to be on yours first.
Oh yeah. She told me.
Hopefully we can work something out.
I caught her first, so.
Yeah, okay. I understand. Well, I guess we can call this show a wrap for today.
Yay.
Anything else you want to share?
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Find the power in yourself. Everyone has power in themselves.
Truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just
if you're feeling worthless, you are not. You are worthy of everything.
Yeah. You're not alone.
Yeah, and you are not alone.
And you guys should check out her podcast. I'll put everything in the description. Check out her Instagram. She has really dope visuals. And yeah, I'm glad we can inspire each other all the time.
Our podcast together is the number one podcast of mine so far. So thank you.
Yay.
And thank you to everyone from Gabe's channel that hopped onto my channel.
Yeah.
I hope you learned something from that, mm-hmm, podcast as well.
Yay. We'll awaken the world together.
Yay.
All right. We see you guys on the next one.
Bye.